This is international finance law. This is a contracts class, this is a transaction class, this is a deal class. We're looking at the largest finance markets in the world and how governments and the largest companies in the world borrow and lend money. We are specifically going to examine the international syndicated euro loan market, the parallel euro bond market, and shorter duration euro note market, as well as 1 year euro commercial paper and other specialist markets and facilities. We will also examine in further detail the structure and operation of international project finance and infrastructure finance, international securitization and structured finance, as well as collateralized debt obligations, which was a significant factor in the global financial crisis. We will also examine financial derivatives, including futures, options and swaps, as well as credit default swaps, where this also, to a significant extent, was a relevant part in the crisis. We need to understand the circumstances behind this. This is an exciting area. This is an important area. The key point is simply that these markets are so large that no single government or authority can manage the risks and exposures concerned. We therefore deal with this through private contractual documentation prepared on standard terms by the key market operators and the trade associations, as well as legal advisors. We will then be looking at all of the core market documentation used in this class. This is a market, it's a documentation class. By the time we are finished, you will be able to manage and prepare all of the documentation necessary to support any of these large financial contracts. This is a professional course, this is a market course, this is an exciting and core course. This is international finance law. I have outlined the basic structure of the course on the separate document on the right-hand side. We're looking at the background to the markets. We're looking at markets and key definitions. We'll look at core contracts, contract parties, examination and negotiation, special contracts, special issues, including the most recent current developments in these areas. With regards to the core contracts, there's five key areas we need to consider: loan law, bond law, project finance, securitization with structured finance, and financial derivatives. In doing so, we're going to identify five key sets of contracts: euro loans, euro bonds, euro notes, commercial paper, and financial derivatives. We're looking at the core contracts and then the core documentation that is used in practice to evidence and give effect to these contracts. There are three key sets of provisions which are used in all documentation. We have the financial terms, we have the conditions or obligations, and we have the events of default. The conditions specifically include conditions precedent, which are pre-loan, the representations and warranties, reps and W's, which are pre-advance, and then the continuing covenants, which are post-advance. We need to understand all of these in further detail. Because the market is so large, banks will not lend on a single solo basis. They come together in groups or syndicates, so we need to understand the syndicate relationship and how the banks operate together. We can identify five key principles for this purpose: severality, equality, proportionality, democracy, and limited agency function. We'll also look at the specific additional points of law that arise with regards to bondholders and the issuing of bonds. We need to look at the role and function of the managers, bondholders' meetings, bondholder trustees, negotiability, listing, and the use of depositories and custody in practice. Special contracts include project finance, asset-backed finance or securitization, as well as structured finance, which is a form of secondary or re-securitization. We'll look at financial derivatives. I will give you material and references, although we won't deal with this in any detail. We'll also consider title finance, acquisition finance, secured finance, state finance, and structured finance. Special issues include financial regulation, asset transfers, legal opinions, financial remedies, and public international law. We'll highlight and raise all of these to the extent relevant, although we won't deal with all of this in any specific detail. I have made available on the system a core online study pack, which outlines all of the course, as well as a key introduction document, which explains all of this in relative detail by way of background to all of the more detailed study that we will develop. In terms of the study pack, we're looking at the introduction to financial markets, the nature and structure of the main markets. We'll look at the international loan market, the euro loan market. We'll look at the role and function of the Loan Market Association, LMA, which is the key trade association in the loan area. We'll then consider in further detail the structure and content of its standard documentation, and in particular its multi-currency term loan. If we understand that, we understand all of the key principles and provisions which are applied in this area in practice. We'll look at the international bond market. We'll look at the shorter euro note and commercial paper markets. We'll also consider international project finance or infrastructure finance, international securitization, and then secondary, a re-securitization, which is structured finance, international financial derivatives, and then the role and function of the trade associations in creating this proxy or surrogate form of regulation through market control, market documentation, market self-regulation. All of this is then developed in further detail in the study pack. For each week, I provide an outline, pre-cap class points, post-class points, reading, additional reading, and then external supplemental reading as well. The core introduction document looks at the history of banking and finance, international financial system and systems, international financial markets, financial assets and instruments, the key international financial centres, global investment banking, international commercial banking, and then the principal financial markets that we will examine in further detail with the euro loan market, the euro bond market, project finance market, securitization, and financial derivatives. I have provided a separate introduction to the course by way of background to all of the key issues and the core material that we have to develop during the classes that we're going to develop as part of the course. I've also provided a separate note on classwork, dictionaries and glossaries, financial newspapers and magazines, Palgrave, and then separate material is provided by way of guidelines and outlines in connection with preparing dissertations and then course review and examination technique. We strongly encourage you to become involved with the financial press, the financial media, specifically the Financial Times and the Economist. Each week there is an excellent section in the Economist on financial news, which is provided weekly. This then covers all of the core issues in short 1-2 page summary formats. It's an excellent way to keep up with current issues, as well as following the Financial Times if you can on a daily basis. I've also provided a separate list of key online reference sites and then core websites in the financial area, and strongly encourage you to become familiar with these. The key point is that you need to learn the new language of finance. The simplest way to do that is that every time a core term comes up, for example, in the materials, hopefully I will have defined everything there, but in the Financial Times or the Economist, if you want to follow up on something, you just go to these electronic dictionaries to try to understand all of the key terms. If you follow up on this, you will build up a very substantial body of understanding and command of the new language in the financial area. I've provided some of the key electronic dictionaries here. Some of these change, some of these are revised and updated. You simply have to find which ones you prefer. Keep them on your mobile devices, your telephone, your tablet, your laptop so that you can quickly refer to any of these to confirm any court terms. This is to assist you both by way of your study for academic preparation and for office work and professional preparation. I've also loaded all of the key websites that we have to become familiar with in this area. Many of these are full open access. They have specifically news sections and current issue sections. I strongly encourage you to spend a little bit of time with these. Some of them, for example, the main trade associations will have closed member sections, but when you work for a law firm or a large bank or a government agency or international organisation, it will have passwords for all of these anyway, so that you can become familiar with these. You've also got a separate set of materials on study groups. We encourage you to revise, review everything, and I've provided separate notes on course revision and revision technique and exam technique. You can also come together in small groups if you wish. I've provided a structured outline which is to assist study group purposes, and we can provide more material if you require. There is also a significant amount of additional material on the system, and this will be supplemented each week to cover all of the key issues that you are looking at. I have provided, by way of background, a core document on the City of London, the importance of the London markets, London size, and continuing relevance of the City of London in international finance. Even with the withdrawal of the United Kingdom from the European Union, the City of London will remain an important, significant international financial centre, if not the largest and most important. I've also provided a background document on the Eurodollar markets, which are the key markets that develop in the post-war period in London, and I've explained all of the key developments which have occurred in this area, as well as the structure and nature of the Eurodollar system. All of this is provided in the document available. I will also, for each class, give you at least one, if not more than one, chapter from my draft book on international finance, which will allow you to build up your command and understanding of all of the key issues involved. All of the most useful and relevant external reading is provided in the study pack. Everything else that you need will be made available on the system. This is an important course. This is an exciting subject. We very much hope that you enjoy this and that this assists you with your future academic and professional preparation.